93.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. Tuesday, April 8th is National Empanada Day. And we thought we've got to have some fresh-made empanadas in the studio today. And later in the show, we're going to give away a gift certificate so that you can enjoy the magic of Venoma classic Argentine empanadas here in Sonoma County. And with that, we welcome Chef Brian Collins to the studio. Good morning, Brian.
It's Corrigan, and thank you for having me.
What did I say?
You said Collins, but it's okay. You're probably thinking Tom Collins. Sorry.
It was close.
It
started with a C, but yeah. I don't get any prize for that. Brian Corrigan, you and your wife own Venoma, the empanada, Argentine empanadas in Rohnert Park, in the most unlikely location imaginable.
Yeah, we opened about just 2 weeks before the pandemic. We looked for a while for different locations, and my son was actually not feeling well, so I ran into the gas station for some Gatorade and
in
the Shell station, which is adjacent to our restaurant. And I met the owner, who was actually working the counter, who's never been there since. And we ended up in that location. The roof didn't leak, and it had all most of the things I needed, and it was affordable. It gave us a chance to see if people in this area would get to know our food and the different types of empanadas we make. Some of the things we do, no one else does, so it's hard for people to know what they are until they have them.
It's a magical location. It's about 2 minutes off Highway 101 at the golf course drive exit off 101.
Yeah, it's super convenient. We kind of outgrew our little space a couple years ago, but our customers love the convenience of just hopping off the highway and grabbing our food. So as much as I'd love to be in our little town of Sebastopol where I live, a lot of people would be upset they had to drive another 20 minutes off the highway to come get our food.
So what is an empanada?
So it's anything covered with a flaky crust, really. It's a little handheld pie, if you will. Ours come in two different styles. We have your traditional empanada, which is dough wrapped with a filling inside. There's all different fillings. In Argentina, where these are based off of, my wife's Argentine, and that's where I first started having them, they have different folds that dictate the flavors on the inside. What we do at our restaurant is we have little letters that we stamp onto the crust of the dough. So when they bake off, you have a little letter there. You can figure out what's inside, and that way people don't get it confused.
So they're both sweet and savory.
Sweet and savory. So I think the one that you just bit into is the one I like right out of the oven, which is that plum and bacon, the one with the bacon on top. And the cool part of the canastitas, which is the open face empanada that you guys are...
Say that again.
Canastita. It means little basket. The cool part of those is that it allows you to do different things that you can't do in a traditional empanada. So that bacon gets nice and crisp on the top. The pineapples in our Al Pastor empanada get caramelized, and they're beautiful to look at.
And there's some that look just like your traditional turnovers.
Right. So that's your classic empanada. The beauty of those is your recipes you can cook for a day if you want. They're made in advance, so the flavors really develop. And that's what makes a good empanada.
And I love the pleating. Do you do this by hand?
So we have machines that help us now with our traditional style empanadas. But for the first couple of years, they were all made by hand. The canastitas are still made by hand.
The open-faced
empanadas. Every one of those. My wife is amazing at folding. And I actually taught her to fold, even though she's Argentine. And now she... It's almost impossible when she looks at mine to hers. They're just absolutely beautiful.
You can tell who made which one.
You can tell everything.
So on this traditional empanada with the pleats, there's a little C here on the side. What does that C mean?
So the C is for creamy corn. It's based off a classic Argentine dish called humita, which is traditionally with squash and corn that's grated.
Sweet corn.
Yeah. And it's one of my favorite dishes. My wife's mother makes it all the time. And this creamy corn empanada is based off one of her recipes. So I've been traveling back and forth from Argentina for 20 plus years. My daughter was born there, and a lot of these recipes are based off my favorite restaurants or relatives of my wife's or family members that showed me how to make them. And I hold them close to heart there.
Is this a traditional flavor in Argentina, the creamy corn?
The creamy corn is, you know, this one in particular is probably the favorite, my favorite. And for me, what I like to do is I love to go travel and come back and make things I've tasted in other places. The hardest part is the ingredients. The ingredients are all different. How do you develop the same flavors of something that the cheeses are all different, the spices are all different, and recreate that here in the States? So I see it when my mother-in-law comes here. She's trying to cook something for me, and she can't find her go-tos. And the same thing happens when I travel to Argentina.
There's a kiss of nutmeg in the corn.
Exactly. Yeah, so that you taste, but you shouldn't. It shouldn't overpower it. Mm-hmm. It should just kind of guide you along your path. And
this is so I could.
So what is this one?
That one is a spinach artichoke.
So
that was, you know, some of these flavors I've made over 15 years ago in my home. You know, the buffalo chicken empanada, which you guys will try later. Buffalo chicken was super popular back, you know, what, 15 years ago. It was on every menu, and I was like, this would be delicious in an empanada. Sure enough, it was. And I make it the same as the first time I made it. I went to make it the next day. It came out horrible. And I was like, what did I do that the other day? So all you chefs out there, write down what you do. It's the best way to make sure you have consistency with your food.
Did you know about empanadas when you were going to cooking school at Johnson and Wales in Providence, Rhode Island?
I didn't even know about Spanish. I mean, I'm from the Northeast. You know, there's no diversity really where I grew up. I grew up on Cape Cod. It was a bunch of fishermen, you know. There was fried fish and lobster and clam bakes.
That's all good,
you know, which is great. What's strange is I actually worked at a French restaurant. That's how I started falling in love with food at a young age. I was 14 and had an opportunity to become a dishwasher and said, hey, let's do this. What I didn't realize is the two seatings and eight courses made for a lot of dishes.
Yeah.
But I loved it. We made all the mother sauces there. And, you know, the whole walk-in fridge was stocks and demi-glaze and all these things that, you know, many years later, I'm still trying to recreate. Like, these were excellent.
Don't do that. You can buy them.
Yeah.
How did you end up in Argentina?
So I tried to get out of the Northeast just because of the weather. It was cold and miserable in the winter. So I went to Miami, Florida, and that's where I met my wife. We ran into each other, and I went to her country for the first time back in, you know, 2002, I want to say. And once I went there, the people were amazing. Her family, just the most loving, beautiful culture, and the food was unreal. Everything's homemade. You walk down the street, there's a fresh French baguette, which is Argentine. It's not French, but you know, because everything there is Argentine once it's there. They have the best gelato, which is, you know, Argentine ice cream, and all the foods there are just, you know, mostly European influence, but just so good. You know, homemade stuff on every corner.
Did you know about chimichurri sauce before you went to Argentina?
Didn't know. No, I did. My wife makes fun of me. I didn't even have a passport. I think I had been to Mexico and Canada, which I thought was traveling. And she had traveled a lot. Her father was a pilot in Argentina. And so when I met her, you know, my world opened up. And I can never thank her enough. It changed my life to be able to to try all these foods that I love to recreate.
Well, now chimichurri, I mean, Trader Joe's, I even think, sells a chimichurri sauce. It's a sauce of Argentina and Uruguay and other places. You make a great chimichurri, John.
Yeah.
Oh, and I totally forgot to bring it. I left it on the counter, so you guys don't get to try mine.
We'll have to go down to Roller Park.
It was my plan all along. I figured I'd forget it.
Do you sell chimichurri?
So we actually make a choripan sandwich. It's like one of the only things we do that isn't an empanada, and it's Argentine sausage on a French baguette with homemade chimichurri, and it is excellent. And people are catching on to that, you know, how great it is.
Now, you say Argentine sausage. Do you make the sausage?
I don't. We get certain sausages made and they're imported, and we get those at the restaurant. I should start making it, though, because it would save me a lot. Yeah, everything's going up, and with the tariffs and everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Is that the one sandwich you sell on the menu?
It's the one sandwich we sell on the menu, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's super simple, but the amount of flavor in it, and my chimichurri, I'm upset I don't have it because I know you guys would love it. It's awesome. Mm.
Did your wife teach you to make that?
So, ironically, my wife isn't the chef. I am the chef. But her mother is an amazing chef, and she won't say she's a chef. And I tell this to a lot of people because they say, oh, you're a chef. You know, you can do anything. And I feel like a lot of the greatest chefs out there are people at their homes who just absolutely love to cook. Mm. And her mom will take an entire cow and break it down right in front of you, and you'll have the best asado you've ever had in your life, and she's not a chef. So, but yeah, I learned mostly from taste or from relatives. You know, salsa criolla, which is onions and peppers and tomatoes and vinegar and olive oil, all these basic ingredients, but it's just how simple foods. Mm-hmm. It's like going to Italy. You don't know why things taste so great. Yeah. You're like, it's only tomatoes and olive oil, but the two ingredients are amazing, you know?
Well, these are delicious.
They're really delicious. Yeah, yeah. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Brian. And guess what his last name isn't? He is the co-owner of Venoma, classic Argentine empanadas, with his wife. Is it Maria?
It's Maria. In Argentina, they go by the second name, so it's her middle name is Lorena. So
Lorena. Maria Elena.
Lorena. L-O-R-E-N-A.
And where are you located in Rohnert Park?
So we're in between Amy's and In-N-Out. We've got all those fast food places surrounding us, but we're the only place making amazing homemade food. And just giving out way better quality and a huge variety of food.
And weren't you a gas station before?
So we still are.
It still is. The gas station's behind us, and we share a door. But ever since COVID, we've been all to go. So almost all of our business is scheduled orders online and events. Mm. But we still have tons of people who hear about us walk up, and we help them out. But there's a couple seats outside.
Oh, there.
And it's just a different. We've turned into a totally different business, really, ever since COVID. And I had gone to Japan with my kids, and I used to think what we're doing is pretty offensive. People want to come in. They want to eat inside. We have no space. And when I went to Japan, you know, they have QR codes on all of their menus. Mm-hmm. They speak every language in the world, and the chefs bring the food to you and 4 minutes. Yeah. And there's, you know, hey, I don't speak Japanese perfectly. Well, guess what? The food's there.
You can point it.
You know, so I think it's the future. You have so many restaurants that, I mean, I know we all love to sit down and be pampered, but there's so many restaurants that can't afford to pay their staff and stay afloat. Yeah. Well, we have technology and we have chefs, so.
That's great. So you can order online and then pick that up, and if there's a seat available, great, or just take it home.
And do you deliver it?
Not yet.
Pardon me. Yeah, we do. We do deliver. Oh. And it changes. I didn't use the third-party delivery people for a while because my empanadas when we started were $32.99 a dozen.
Whoa.
And when now they're $45.10. Yeah. But when they were getting to people's house from $32.99 and only within the 5 miles they were willing to drive, if there was traffic this way, they weren't going. We're coming out to about $55.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I said, no, my customers, you know, they'll come. If we were in a city, it would be great. If you're in Argentina, no one, you know, it's a Sunday, you have 20 people at your house, no one wants to cook. 10 minutes later, a guy shows up on a moped. Empanadas for everyone. You ordered your flavors, you ordered yours. No one gets what they wanted. Even though you ordered what you wanted. And that's part of the fun. Yeah. You know, someone's like, I did order that, but that one there looks amazing.
We're having an empanada party today with Venoma. Yeah. And one lucky listener will win a gift certificate to Venoma right before the end of the show. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KS Ardo Kitchen. We are enjoying a real feast this morning as we anticipate National Empanada Day on Tuesday with Venoma, V-I-N-O-M-A, classic Argentine empanadas and American originals. that Chef Brian and his wife own in Rohnert Park, California. Just look for the big yellow Shell station. Yeah, the gas station. And adjacent to that is Venoma, correct? It's really as simple as that to find?
We're right at the front of the building. You can totally miss us. I'm not going to lie.
So where did the name come from?
So the name is half of my son's name and half of my daughter's name. So my son's Vincent, my daughter's Paloma. And my company had a totally different name at first. It was Canastitas Argentinas, which it still is. But it's a mouthful to say, even for me. I still can't say it perfect. All my Argentine friends are laughing at me right now. But it came to a point where a friend of mine said, you know, you never want to have your business name the same as your product name, you know. So I said, okay. He's like, what else do you have? I said, well, I have half of each of my kids' names. And he said, that's great. Do it. Let's look for it. So
I love that idea.
A lot of people think it has to do with vino, you know.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, I can't figure this out. Where did you get this? And thank you for honoring your kids by naming your business after them.
Yeah, it's they're there. They're helping. They're 14 and 10, and they both are beautiful kids and have different strengths and weaknesses, and my son seems to love taking orders.
The most beautiful dessert, the most famous dessert of Argentina is alfajores, isn't it?
Yes.
And do you make your own?
We make our own, and they are exactly how they're supposed to be.
What are they?
So it's a shortbread cookie, if you will. It's, in my opinion, it's super dry. And then there's a reason for that, and it's because the dulce de leche is so rich and creamy. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like if you ate each thing individually, except if you're a dulce de leche lover, you're eating it with a spoon, you know, they would be okay. But when they all come together and they're rolled in coconut, something magical happens, and they're absolutely
so. So what
delicious.
Is the one you just gave us?
So the one I just gave you is a spicy beef. It's
Is that one of the best?
What's interesting of that is that's probably what got me started. That was the one that
the gateway.
That was the gateway. From there on, I couldn't put them down. So that is just one of my favorite places near where my wife lived. This little space, you would never even know it was there. It's a hole in the wall like we are, and they're throwing them out the window to you. I loved it, and I just think of Argentina going, when am I going back next? When am I going back? I need more ice cream. I need more.
Is this one of the signature empanadas of Argentina?
In Argentina, they're not eating as much spicy food. That's for sure. So that's kind of as spicy as they'll go. Mm-hmm. And that's probably maybe a little spicier. I had to up the spice a little bit for our customers. Mm-hmm. Pepper can be overpowering for Argentines.
Now, this is the right balance. It hits the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the pastry is so flaky. I want to ask you the secrets of your pastry, but it's delicious.
Thank you. Yeah, I think you know, empanada dough is different. A lot of people say, is it pie dough? Is it, you know, is this filo dough? And it's not. It's not laminated. It's not, you know, it's more simple. But
and
at the
all
same
I need
time,
is to top this off as a yerba mate.
What's right? that?
A yerba mate.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Have you tried mate before?
Oh, I certainly have.
Okay.
I worked with a gal from Venezuela for about 10 years, and she would drink this 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
She would bring her yerba mate in.
It's a very sacred kind of communal experience. You have, they're passing it around at the table. It's different. I love Argentina. The people there, they have their own challenges.
So do you ever close? What are your hours?
Yeah. So we used to just do Thursday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And when we first opened, we were 7 days, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 2 weeks later, COVID hits. We're down to 4 days for a couple years. Back in November, we opened up to 7 days. So we're there 10:30 to 6. We'll probably open up a little later come summertime. It's balancing my family, my children, and the restaurant, which is a hard thing to do.
This is such a treat to be able to get quality food like this 2 minutes off the highway at Rohnert Park. It's really remarkable.
Well, especially that spot.
And that spot. Yeah. In the Shell station, the service station.
The thing that I love about empanadas is you know, there's an expression in Argentina, and it's you can't make everybody happy. You're not an empanada. you know, because there's really a flavor for
everyone. Well, you're going to make someone happy right now as you give us your favorite number between 1 and 10.
Okay. Can I say this out loud?
Yes, please
okay.
do.
Okay. Now everyone knows it's going to be number 3.
Caller number 3 at 1-707-636-1350. Caller number 3 at 1-707-636-1350. We'll win a gift certificate to Vinoma. You must not have won anything on KSRO within the last 30 days. We want to give everybody a chance to win it. And we'll mail this gift certificate to the lucky winner. Brian, thank you so much.
Yeah, that was a pleasure.
These are delicious. It's wonderful to finally discover who you are.
Yeah.
And the man behind the...
We're like the Willy Wonka chocolate factory, kind of where, you know, ever since COVID, we have closed doors and there's food flying out of the doors and no one knows what's happening. And it was never the intention, but it's what happened.
Well, to more success, you deserve it. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Appreciate it.
Back after this.
Thinking about selling your...